Hello, and welcome to a bonus minisode of Tombs of Horror. I'm your host, Dustin. I know I usually do a longer episode and a minisode for the week, but due to it being bike week this week here in Myrtle Beach, I simply don't have the time because I'm out enjoying the festivities, but things will go back to normal next week. So with this bonus minisode, I'm going to talk about the just released this week, Benny Loves You.
The bear, he'll kill you all!
This is Benny, made just for you. As long as you have him by your side, nothing can ever hurt you.
Not even a demon's in the hallway.
Apart from them.
My story begins when I turned 35.
Jack, the company want foreclosure on the loan. Repossess your house.
I have to get this finished.
Lots of people are saying you're already finished.
If you bought this tape, you're a loser. It's time to let go of the past. Do not fear change. Embrace it.
He doesn't feel pity or remorse.
Oh,
he absolutely will not stop until you are dead.
Play with Benny.
This British black comedy slash horror has already gotten a lot of hate here in the States. When it was released on demand on Tuesday, but I actually really enjoyed this. The plot is simple. Jack is a 35-year-old waste of space that still lives with his parents. When his parents both die tragically, but hilariously, on his birthday, Jack has to learn how to do things on his own and actually be an adult. With his job at a toy factory going nowhere, Jack soon gets into massive debt. With no one else to turn to, Jack turns to his favorite childhood toy, a teddy bear named Benny, for comfort. It is soon revealed that Benny is alive and will do anything to keep Jack happy and be his best friend forever. Unfortunately, for Jack's friends and foes alike, this includes Benny turning into a homicidal psychopath. I don't want to go too much into detail about this since this is a brand new release and I don't know how many people have actually seen it yet. But it's definitely something I recommend. It's very similar to Shaun of the Dead, just replace the zombies with the killer toy. It's very clear that director Carl Holt, who also plays Jack, just for the record, very badly wants to be Edgar Wright, but he doesn't quite pull it off. Not to say that makes this a bad movie, because it's not. It's actually probably a lot better than it should be. It's obviously very low budget, and it's not really any different from anything that Full Moon has released or from any other killer toy movie you might have seen, for that matter. But all that just adds to this movie's charm and wit. The acting is better than it should be, and the humor is, well, that depends on how much you like British humor. Personally, I don't fucking get it, But it didn't take away from me being able to enjoy this, and it didn't really interrupt my enjoyment of it. As for Benny, well, I'm trying to think of how to describe it. It's a mix of creepy and cute, and people call him a teddy bear throughout the movie, but to me, he looks more like a cross between Elmo and a stuffed bunny. My only real complaint about this movie is Benny's movements. They're hard to explain without actually watching the movie. It's not stop motion or anything like that. You just have to watch the movie to see what I'm talking about, and then you'll see what I mean right away. There is a good amount of gore in this. Some of it is very well done, while some of it is cheesy and obviously fake, and a small portion of it is shitty CGI. I'm not a fan of CGI gore. It just looks completely stupid and fake. But anyway, the movie also mixes in some sentimental moments, particularly near the end. But they don't seem out of place at all with everything else that's going on. The ending also leaves the door wide open for a sequel, which I hope they do make. In short, it isn't particularly scary, but it does have one or two genuinely creepy moments, and I will definitely revisit this in the future. Since this is a new release, I couldn't find a box office take on it or how much it cost to make. IMDb gave it a 5 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a surprisingly high 85%. And I say surprisingly high because it is for them. and Letterboxd gave it a 3 out of 5. I give it a 4 out of 5. And that wraps it up for this minisode. As always, you can email me movies you'd like me to watch or talk about at darksyde9034@gmail.com, or you can contact me on Instagram at Raped by Wolves Band Official, all one word. I will return next week with a full episode where I will gleefully rip apart three films in the Halloween franchise. And yeah, I know I said the same about Rawhead Rex, but shit happens and things change. And this is my fucking podcast, goddammit. I'll do what I want. But I already have the notes written up for that episode. I just simply don't have the time this week, like I said. So that does it for this minisode. See you next week, and keep it scary.